All right, now for some music. Oh, yeah. What do 80s pop star Cyndi Lauper, the jam band Phish, and the Southern rap duo Outkast all have in common? Well, they are all on the shortlist for the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The potential list of 14 inductees was announced this morning. NPR culture reporter Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento is here to tell us more. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Elsa. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. So these are nominations for just potential induction into the Hall of Fame, right? Like, what makes an artist even eligible for nomination?
So the big thing is that an artist has to be at least 25 years out from the release of their first commercial recording in order to even be considered for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But obviously, it's more than just that. It's also about artists who have shaped music culture, who have innovated genres, and who overall have had these really long and fruitful careers, like the Mexican rock band Maná, who's nominated this year for the first time.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, they're amazing. They are one of the biggest Latin rock bands around. And if they end up getting inducted, they would be the first artist that makes music exclusively in Spanish, rock en español specifically, to be in the Rock Hall of Fame.
That is awesome. Okay, so they are first timers. Are there any other artists being considered for the first time this year?
Actually, Elsa, funny you ask, because more than half of the artists this year, 8 out of 14, are nominated for the first time.
Wow.
There's also 83-year-old Chubby Checker, who danced his way to the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1960 with his cover of The Twist.
Oh my God, he's only getting his moment now?
Yeah, and this is actually also something of an issue for Chubby Checker, because more than 20 years ago, he took out a full-page ad in Billboard magazine making the case that he is one of the most influential yet underappreciated figures in rock history. So hopefully he's feeling a little bit better about that right now.
Yeah.
Other first-timers include blues rock revival band The Black Crowes, the British punk rocker Billy Idol, and like you mentioned earlier, Atlanta's very own Outkast.
Wait. How unusual is it for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be considering a rap group? Because Outkast, I mean, it isn't, or is it, the first hip-hop consideration for induction?
Yeah, so actually the Rock Hall has been trying really hard to expand its definition of rock icons to include other important genres like country, pop, and now hip-hop. So Missy Elliott, Tupac, and Jay-Z are all in the Rock Hall of Fame.
Interesting.
Adding Outkast now would be a nod towards the importance of Southern rap specifically, and obviously the huge legacy of its members Andre 3000 and Big Boi.
Okay. Well, those were the first-timers that we just talked about. What about people that have been nominated before? Like, what are you noticing?
Soundgarden, which was one of the biggest grunge bands to come out of the Pacific Northwest in the 80s and 90s, they're making their third appearance on the shortlist. Black hole sun,
won't you come? Oh my God, that's taking me to high school right now.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's also artists like Oasis, The White Stripes, and Mariah Carey, who are all in the running for the second time.
Okay, when do we find out who's actually going to make it in?
The final list will be announced in April once voting members decide on, you know, who makes the cut. And then in the fall, there will be an induction ceremony for the class of 2025.
We will be watching. That is NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento. Thank you so much, Isabella.
Thank you, Elsa.
And thank you for listening to All Things Considered.